A small line is forming at the Sedgwick County Health Department. About 10 people are waiting to get a free MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella. Jeanette Hudepohl is one of them. She's a nanny for two kids.
We're just wanting to make sure that there's no chance that they can get it, so I'm getting vaccinated as a precaution.
The free clinic was put together in response to numerous cases of measles reported in the area. Adrian Byron Lutz, who works with the Sedgwick County Health Department, says MMR vaccines can cost as much as $78.
It's a fairly costly vaccination, but we didn't want it to be a barrier to anyone getting the MMR, just because we really want to contain this and not have it spread.
According to the Center for Disease Control, the only treatment for measles is to reduce its symptoms, which are commonly a fever, rash, and cough. It can lead to complications like pneumonia and encephalitis, which is what makes the spike in reported cases this year troubling to health officials. Five cases of measles in Wichita have been connected to two hibachi-style restaurants, three employees and one guest at Sal's Japanese Steakhouse, and one employee at Sumo by Nobara. Ivy Yang owns Sumo by Nobara and says she doesn't take health and safety standards lightly.
We have had a good track record with the health department. We grew from a very small restaurant. We owe the community a responsibility to stay on top of hygiene standards, health standards, food standards. So that's what we've been doing, and that's how we've grown all these years.
Yang says employees at the two restaurants are friends with one another, and it's no coincidence that both locations had cases of measles. She has since made sure that all of her staff members are vaccinated, but she's not sure where it first came from.
Measles, chickenpox, these are not food-related diseases. It could have been anybody. It could have been a customer walking in to the restaurant and just unknowingly helped spread the disease. You know, in this case, it's just unfortunate that it was an employee that worked at a restaurant.
Although measles is not a foodborne illness, Yang says business has dropped off remarkably. None of the individuals in Kansas who contracted measles had been vaccinated previously, a problem health officials struggle with. On the sixth floor of Wesley Medical Center in Wichita is the Department of Quality and Infection Control. Joanne Paul is the director. She's also a registered nurse. Part of the department's job is to keep infectious diseases from spreading through the hospital. A case of measles has not come to this hospital so far. She says the disease is highly contagious, however.
You're contagious before you even know you've got the disease. So 2 to 4 days really before the patient even breaks out, they're already spreading the virus in the community. And measles is an airborne virus. That means if you breathe it out, and then I come into your space, your personal space, and I breathe it in, and I'm susceptible, I can catch it.
Paul is a firm believer in vaccination, but says some parents are suspicious of them because of a study published 10 years ago.
The researchers associated immunization with autism. We now know that that study was totally fallacious. The data was made up. It was not even misinterpreted data. It was false data.
She says this didn't keep the study from being published over and over on the internet, and many parents from reading it. She adds health officials have since fought to correct the stigma it created.
I know personally pediatricians that spend hours with families because no one wants our children hurt or harmed. And so they've read that and it puts a doubt in your mind. I'm not sure this is really safe. It is absolutely safe.
The state of Kansas requires vaccination for all of its public schools, including the MMR vaccine. Kathy Hubka is coordinator of health services for Wichita Public Schools. She says there are exemptions to vaccine requirements, including medical concerns.
Then we also have kids whose families write a statement for religious exemption, that they are of a religion that does not allow them to get the vaccine.
Wichita Public Schools require a doctor's note for medical exemptions. They also have the right to ask for a note from a family's religious leader, but they've never done so. Hubka says there are also parents who simply can't afford the vaccines.
The nurses will work with them to connect them with a healthcare provider, whether it's the health department, a doctor's office, the safety net clinics. They'll help get them set up so that the kids can get the shots so they don't have to be excluded from school.
She estimates that less than 5% of all children in her district are currently exempt from vaccination. She says that with classes starting in just a couple of weeks, area schools will be increasingly mindful of vaccination records and the symptoms of measles. The clinic held at the Sedgwick County Health Department last week only immunized about 70 people, despite them having hundreds of vaccines available. They will hold a back-to-school vaccine clinic this coming Saturday. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.